Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio, where Jesus is Lord, and we come together to glorify and magnify His holy name as we are intercessors, prayer warriors, standing in the gap, glorifying the Lord in intercession on the behalf of many, and most of all for those that are in need of a Savior and those that are saved, to stand fast and hold fast and don't give up their birthright and continue to be a light in the dark places, that God may be glorified. As we pray for our nation and pray for our country and pray for those around the globe, pray for those, glory to God, that are sick and those that have illnesses, those that are in prison or prison-bound mentally, those that are having problems or situations or dementia or mental challenges, those that are in situations where family crisis or dysfunctional, so many various things that we go through in life, even just being able to stay in a place of victory as a believer. Whatever the circumstance of the situation is, we're here to stand in the gap to pray and to intercede, to stand on the promises of the Lord and for Him to be glorified and for Him to help us to be able to stay strong, stay courageous, stay steadfast, and encouraged to carry out the mission for Christ. In the meanwhile, I want to read something out of the Daily Confession of Faith. In Christ, I'm anointed and a powerful person of God. This is our confession as believers as we stand on the Word with much more of the Word is saying, but still yet, this is something that we are just confessing to stir our spirits even the more. We've said it many times, but it's always good to go back and refresh and reiterate and also get fortified. In Christ, I'm anointed and a powerful person of God. I am joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God and a channel for His blessings. If God be for us, who can be against me? I am blessed coming in and I am blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded His blessings on my storehouse. He has opened His good treasures and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place. I have His protection and His provision. God is my refuge and my fortress. I'm not afraid of the snares of the fowlers, nor the evil befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. God has given His angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up with their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone, as declared in Psalms 91, 1 Peter 2 and 9. Established I am as a chosen generation and a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am a peculiar person called out of darkness into the marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:24 states, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness and affliction, infections, lupus, arthritis, whether it be strokes, heart attacks, whatever it may be, the Lord has already covered us in healing us and delivering us at Calvary. It's that thief in John 10:10 he talks about that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but He came to give us life and life more abundantly. So any other disease cannot enter this body. We declare it and speak it by faith, and even if it has, we stand it on the word of God to declare and decree that it be, glory to God, come out, be bound up and loose from its assignment against them, we speak healing. I am without spot or blemish, an intercessor, the righteous of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against me in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I am saved from the wrath by him and justified by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem, that those and that peace will be within them and prosper in the house according to Psalms 122:6-9. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God, glory to God, for the power of prayer and for healing and deliverance. And we pray, glory to God, that we'll continue to walk in the Spirit and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign in us. We thank God, glory to God, for he is worthy with all the things that are going on and the horror and the horrific and things that are happening in the land, especially with all this murder and all the various sins and stuff that are going on. God, help us to stay in prayer, stay in faith, still continue to walk in the courage and walk in the strength of the Lord, and know that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And as believers, we are not to fall in despair. We are to give all glory, praise, and honor unto you and stand on the promises of the Lord, that man and riches maketh no sorrow. And regardless of the circumstances or situation that we are going through, help us, glory to God, to not to be faint-hearted. And you said, glory to God, that we shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. In you we live and move and have our being. We have to make sure that our lives are lining up with whatever your word is saying. So, God, we just pray today as we stand on the word of God, and in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind Satan and all evil spirits, occults and spirits of sin and spirits of trauma and familiar spirits and demonic forces, satanic forces, principalities, attributes, aspects, clusters, satanic thrones. We bind all the kings and the princes of terror. We bind all demonic assignments and functions and destruction from any of the above demonic entities from the airways, the ground, or however. We believe what your word says. We bind all interplay, interactions, and communications of their games between satanic and demonic spirits out of the way from the spirit, mind, and body, and soul, away from every individual spirit, soul, mind, and body that we have prayed for today. We expose all of demonic forces and spirits and weakness, defeats, and enemies in the name of Jesus. We sever all the demonic spirits from any demonic ruler above all the demonic spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We revoke any orders given to any of these demonic spirits and demonic forces as it relates to our lives and those that are around us and those that we are praying for and those in the body of Christ today. We bind all enemies of Jesus Christ present together, all demonic entities under the one and the highest authority. We loose you from me, from everyone, and that we pray for today. We loose you to where Jesus Christ sent you. Your assignment and your influences in our lives of the people of God and those that are around us that we are praying for, we pray today that they are broken, they're destroyed in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit, the holy angels of God, to surround and protect us, everyone, and that we may pray for today and speak and cleanse us with your holy light of all areas vacated by the forces of evil. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ to permeate our spirits, minds, souls, and bodies, creating a hunger and a thirst for God's holy word, and to fill us to the overwhelming with life and love of Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we bind all spells and hexes in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we loose the enemy from his assignment against us in Jesus' name. We ask forgiveness and renounce all negative and inner vows made by those from whom we are praying for. We ask that Jesus Christ release us from those vows and from any bondage they may have held in us, that you, Lord, will not remember the iniquities of our forefathers against us in Psalm 79:8. And Father, we thank you today as we come in your presence and we bind up every satanic and demonic force, all the things that we've been praying for, this murdering demon, these forces of these thoughts and things that the enemy is implanting in people's minds that cause them, glory to God, to not to accept what your word and your will is. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, we pray that, God, you would touch and deliver those that have a hard heart and take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, give them a mind to want to be saved and want to be delivered in the name of Jesus. Wherever the pain and the panic and the hurt and the problems or situations that occur in their life that cause them to be vulnerable, whether it's through drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, or whether it's through abuse or whatever it is the enemy has done, or rape, or whatever satanic force that he has used to bring on these problems to cause people's minds to be open for him to be able to infiltrate their minds to cause these complications or problems. That we plead the blood of Jesus. And those, glory to God, that are doing these crimes, and God, we are praying for their salvation, but we are praying also, God, that there will be, that justice will be done in the midst of all of these that are going on. God, we bind up Satan and all his little cohorts, every setup and every trap, and how he's, glory to God, lurking to find out whom he may devour. The blood of Jesus. God, we are praying as we pray the more that, God, this land is going to be healed and delivered, that America will turn back to God. And not only those in America, even around the globe that have denounced and haven't received and won't receive, glory of God's word, that, God, you will shake them up and waken them up and recognize the truth and take out those hearts there where their hearts have been stony or where, glory, they have been having information or things that the enemy has said and given out, glory to God, for wrong information about who Jesus is and glory to God, the true nature of who Christ is and that he is a deliverer. He is our Savior. We plead the blood of Jesus against all the cults and the different things that the religious spirits that the enemy is using, things that he's using, glory to God, for satanic powers to worship spirits of the devil in the name of Jesus. God, we bind it up and command the enemy to loose his hold and go back to the dry place from whence he came. We pray, glory to God, for the believers to get in their place, get on their post. God, you said the laborers are few, but the harvest is plentiful. We're praying for more laborers in the vineyard. God, we're praying for those that will walk in truth and walk in obedience. Walk, glory to God, in a place that they're walking in integrity. They'll walk, glory to God, with the fruit of the Spirit being in operation in their life, the character of Jesus Christ. God, we are praying that we'll walk in the power and the authority and the anointing that you've given us at this day and time in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us, glory to God, that we may come into unity and come into the spirit of, glory to God, of forgiveness and walk in the agape and submit ourselves to your will in the name of Jesus. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and everything else will be added in the name of Jesus. Help us to be to a place that we trust and believe in what your word says in the name of Jesus, not leaning to our own understanding, allowing you to direct our path in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, as we learn to worship you and praise and magnify your holy name, give you the glory that's rightly due you, not allow ourselves to meditate on the problems and the situations, circumstances that are going on in life, that we'll fill our spirits with your word, fill our spirits with good things, fill our minds, glory to God, with what you have said and having the mind of Christ so we can worship you in spirit and in truth. The prayer of worship says, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and the holy name, Lord God, create in heaven and earth as your son, glory to God, or as your daughter, we come to you to worship you, to desire a spirit and of truth, according to John 4:42. We know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, Lord God. According to 9 John, you seek those who worship you and do your will, Matthew 7:21. Out of the love you have placed in our hearts for you, Lord, create in us a clean heart, a broken and contrite spirit, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain or glory, but in the lowliness of mind, knowing that your Father, God, all things are possible, but with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just being doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship we have with you. Through the blood of Jesus and the cross, you have created within us a heart of thanksgiving. We choose you and abide in the spirit of truth so that we are in a continued state of fellowship and worship with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalms 42, 1 and 2, as a deer panteth by the water brook, so does my heart panteth after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for you, for the living God. My soul yearns overwhelmingly, desires, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart cry. Let that fire burn ever increasingly in us. Uphold us with the free spirit, and let you, God, be magnified. God, Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out of the way. Psalms 84 and 2. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us, that our life may be a glory, an honor, and a praise unto you. Oh, glory to God. Circumcise our heart. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and your loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all of our days. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Through your spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Let our hands be lifted up to you. We go through this day and make our life living a sacrifice. Romans 12, 1 and 2. A sweet smelling savor, aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our lives be a praise in the everyday things of life. Unto you, Lord Jesus, we pray. And Father, we do honor you and we thank you. And as we pray, we believe that we receive what we pray for, and teaching us the more how to wait on you and to be glory to God, let you be glorified, and us have a spirit of thanksgiving with the assurance and insurance that whatever God says, when his word go out, it would accomplish that he sent it out to do. We glorify you and magnify you. Truly, you are worthy to be praised. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We honor you tonight, God, and we give you glory. As the prayer warriors come on, God, we pray that you continue to bless them, stir the fire in them, as we continue to pray for these various things and bind these satanic forces that are trying to take over, take charge. And glory to God, we know, glory to God, there's none greater than thee, glory to God, and we're going to keep our eyes fixed on thee, the prize, stand on the promises of the Lord, the Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank God again for Mother Willette's son. We believe in God for the victory that is healed and whole, and God's getting ready to do some miraculous and marvelous and wonderful things, glory to God, that he may be glorified the more. We stand in awe of his magnificent power. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep them all covered under the blood, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to open the line for Mother Willette, as God bless her, to pray, and we give all glory and honor to the Most High God. Praise the Lord, Mother Willette. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. I'm so sorry again tonight. I'm sitting up here looking at the thing one way with Mother Alexander. We pray for that the Lord will bless and use you to pray, and we'll continue to keep Mother Willette and her family lifted up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the line is open, Mom.
Okay. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you've done in Timmy's, Lord. Thank you for healing his body, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for we know you are a healer. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. For it's only in Jesus' name we stand before you, Lord, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you thanks. Because we know you is a healer, Heavenly Father. We know that no good thing you withhold from us. Because according to the promise, Lord, you said ask and believe when we ask, we receive. Lord, we believe, Lord God, that whatever we ask, Lord God, you make it possible because you said in your word, Lord, above all, you want us to be in good health. And Lord, we believe you in the mighty name of Jesus that you will take care of Timmy. You will bring all things to pass because your promises never fail. And according to your word, Lord, you said you never fail us, you'll never forsake us. Lord, we believe in your word. We're standing on it. We're claiming the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, only you can do all things, Lord. And we know that nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. You make all things right, Lord. And so we come today, Lord, touching in agreement, thanking you, Lord God, for the beautiful, wonderful things that you have done in all our life. Because it's only you make it happen, Lord. And so, Father God, we give you glory today. We give you praise. We give you honor. Because it's only you, Lord. It's only you. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for being so good to us, Lord. Because according to the promises, Lord God, you said cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. You said you will not deny us no good thing. And Lord, we believe in the mighty name of Jesus that all is well. Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we thank you today. We give you all the honor and glory today, Lord God. We cast all praise and cast the victories ours because of you, Lord God. And Lord, we give you honor and we give you glory. We give you praise. We cannot thank you enough, Heavenly Father. We cannot praise you enough, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and grace in our lives, Lord. Lord, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, praying for sisters and brothers out there, Lord God. Oh God, it's only you can touch the body, Lord God, and bring complete healing in the bodies, Lord God. Because no one is like you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you for being our healer, for being our deliverer, for being our provider, for being our way maker. There is none, Lord, none like you. Oh, glory be to your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your mercy in our lives, Lord God. Because each and every one of us need you, Heavenly Father. You are our way, Lord God. Without you, we have nothing, Heavenly Father. You are the only living God, and we praise your holy name, Lord God. The only one of Israel, we praise you, Lord God. We glorify you today, Lord, for healing our bodies, Lord. We thank you for bringing us out truly fine and renewed, Lord God. Because your promise is said, Heavenly Father, you take away sickness from the midst of us. Help us to stand faithful on your promises, Lord God. Help us to walk according to your word, Heavenly Father, and to do your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, it's only you can do it, Heavenly Father. It's only you can touch our hearts and renew our mind, Lord God. Help us to walk according to your word, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we bind up the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. He shall not have dominion or authority over your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, you gave us the power and the authority to stand in the name of Jesus. Lord, you gave us the power to bind things and hurt right now in the name of Jesus. You said in the word, Lord God, whatever we bind, Hayaravoshata is bind in heaven. Whatever we loose, Hayarokoshata is loose in heaven. So we bind in the works of the enemy right now, Lord God, because you did not give us no fear, Lord God. You said you didn't give us fear, but you give us love. Hayaravoshata mamasiya. And Lord, we stand faithfully to do your will, Lord God. As we bind up this sickness and disease that attack your people right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. It has no authority in the body. It has no dominion in your children. And Lord God, we thank you. Hayya karoko shata. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for being a deliverer, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for being the provider, Lord God. Only you can do it, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise today, Heavenly Father. You are the only one can renew the mind, Lord. The only one can renew hearts, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you today. Only you, Lord God. Only you, Heavenly Father. There is none like you, Lord. None like you. And we come casting every cares on you and claiming the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Help us to continue to be strong in you, Heavenly Father. Help us to be bold soldiers to stand on the wall. We will not give the enemy no place in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, you take away sickness. You take away diseases. And Lord, I thank you. Oh, yeah, thank you, Heavenly Father, for being a great deliverer, Lord God, for being our provider, Lord God. There is no provider like you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Only you, Heavenly Father. We know no other way, Lord God. You are the way, the truth, and the light. Help us to stand firm on your promises, Lord God. Oh, Hayakaravoshata. Only you know, Lord God. We claim the victory, Lord God. For, Lord, your promise is said in your word, Lord God. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Help us to stand boldly on the promises. Help us to stand on who we are in Christ Jesus. For there is no other way, Lord God. No other way for us, Lord God. We sold out to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Yakaravoshata. We thank you today. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Ask you, Lord, to bless each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord God. Every needs we have, it's already been met through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, touch the heart of our sisters and brothers, those we know and those we don't know. Oh, God, I need you, Heavenly Father. Touch the mind, Lord God. Renew the mind, Heavenly Father. Some of them that don't know who you are, Lord God, bring back to the memories, Lord God, that you are the only deliverer and the only provider. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I know my Redeemer is real. I know he's a deliverer. And I know he is a provider. Only you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory today. We give you praise today, Lord God. For how good you've been to us, Heavenly Father. How you take away sickness, Lord. How you take away pain, Lord. Hiya
Lord, it's only you can renew every organs in the body. Only you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you today. Thank you, Father God, for how good you've been to me, Lord God. I thank you, Ikayaravoshata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being a great deliverer in our lives, Lord. Only you, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, have mercy on us all, Lord God. And those that don't know you, Lord, send someone part the cross way, Lord, to let them know about the goodness of the Lord. Let them know how good you've been to us, Lord God, because you are no respecter of person. When you do for one, you'll do it for the other. Because according to your promise, Lord, you said believe in your word. Stand by faith. Do the things that is all available that you gave us to do. Stand boldly and proclaim the victory in Christ. Believe in his word, because there is no changing in his word. He said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And mainly of all, he will not fail you. The living God promises he will not fail you. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Father God, for being so great, Lord God. You alone is the only living God. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. No other God but the great God, Jehovah. Jesus, our Redeemer. Jesus, our Provider. Jesus, our Maker. There is none other but you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for healing our bodies, Lord God. We thank you for taking care of us, Lord God, because it's only you, Lord. Only the great Jehovah, Jesus, our only Redeemer. You are the only one, Lord. And so we give you all the glory and praise, Lord. We give you all the honor. Only you can do it, Lord. And we thank you today, Heavenly Father. Each and every one of us on the prayer line, Lord, stand interceding for our brothers and sisters out there, Lord. And Lord God, you see each and every one of them. You know the needs of each one. But Lord, we're standing in the gap for the God. Standing in the gap for them, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Those that fall at the wayside, Lord. Oh, God, send someone part the way to tell them about the living Christ, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. These things we ask, Lord. Only you can do it, Father God. Bring them back to remembrance, Lord God. How good Jesus is. How good our Savior that paid the price for us is. Oh God, we thank you today. We thank you for being the only deliverer. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Glory be unto the Most High God. We bless you and honor you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you and we thank you, Lord. Jesus is real. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. Screen went down. We believe in God. If it comes back up, we're going to find out. We'll be praying next. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sister Brenda, evangelist, we hadn't heard from you in a while. I'm going to pray to ask the Lord to, ask you to pray as the Lord leads you. However you want to cover prison, youth, or those go over to God in need right now, or those that are challenging their mind, however God directs you, or for a nation, or however God directs. So the line is open to you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as I come before your throne of grace, Father God, I uplift each and every one, Father God, that's hair under the voice of mine this night, Father God. And Father God, as I come before your throne of grace, Father God, I uplift past the burden to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you to look upon each and every one that represent New Hope Deliverance Ministry, Father God. Touch them, Father God, to bring each and every one on one accord, Father God, so that we can do the kingdom work that you have called us to do, Father God. And most of all, Father God, I ask you to go behind the prison wall and touch each inmate, one by one and name by name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch the ones that want to commit suicide in the name of Jesus. Put someone in their pathway that will tell them the good news about Jesus, Father God, and let them know that they are special in the sight of God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to dispatch your healing angels in the hospital room, in the nursing home, Father God, and use the doctor's hand, Father God, to touch each and every one that has surgery tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And, oh, Father God, I ask you right now to look upon each and every one in this community, Father God. Touch their children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of gang biting. We come against that spirit of disobedience. We come against that spirit of murder, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And most of all, Father God, I uplift the President of the United States, Father God. Father God, I ask you to renew his mind. Give him a mind of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And most of all, Father God, put someone in their pathway, Father God, that would tell him about the good news about Jesus and who Jesus is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And most of all, Father God, I ask you to look upon Pastor Harbor right now. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father God, we come against everything that the enemy tried to bring to attach to her body, because you said in your word, by your stripes she are healed, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to put a shield around, protect it all around her children, Father God, and her grandchildren, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And thank you, Father God, for how you bring Mother Alexander through her infirmary, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for that woman of God standing on the word of God and knowing that she was healed in the name of Jesus. Father God, I give you all the honor and all the praise. And Father God, I ask you right now to go before Pastor Bird and put someone in her path with that will buy this house, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and also touch her body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I give you the honor and I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be unto the Most God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Praise him.
Thank
he
you,
is
Lord.
Worthy to be praised. We bless God now in Jesus' name. He is an awesome God and none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name shall be praised. And Father, we thank you tonight as we've been praying for our youth. We will continue to pray for them, God, that you will bless and deliver. It's time now for them to go back to school. And even through the summer, we'll thank you, glory to God, what the enemy desired to do. He did not accomplish the way that he wanted. And we're praying more and more that the heart of the children be turned unto the Lord. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. There's many that have given their lives to the Lord, and some are at the crossroads. Some, glory to God, are trying to live, glory to God, a life that is morally good. And there's things that the enemy is using and trying to plot and plan to just try to destroy their lives through drug, alcohol, illicit sex, and all kinds of different things, and just satanic powers that are trying to cause them to get caught up in occults and worship the enemy. But the devil is a lie in the blood of Jesus. We speak that our youth, glory to God, will be delivered out of the hand of the enemy. They will live saved. They will live holy. They will live right. They will live for the Lord. They will make a difference. They will get the education. some, glory to God, and even some of these drug-infested places or places, glory to God, where poverty and some other things, the enemy is trying to offer nothing but a fast life, fast faith, and taking some of them out so young, as even as young as in their elementary age, not even getting a V in a teenager, not being able to get to, glory to God, to be able to be an adult and have families. But you are a liar in the blood of Jesus. Whatever spirit of Herod and Pharaoh that's out there that's trying to destroy, we bind him up and take authority over all those foul and unclean spirits, those things that are bringing destruction, even the things that are planting desires and things in their minds and hideous crimes to commit from being caught up in drugs, or either get caught up in gang banging and destroying lives and trying to use situations, glory to God, to manipulate, to get, glory to God, fast money. Whatever he's trying to do to set up traps and snares, even the traps and snares that are even set up right now in the name of Jesus, and those that are so-called friends are even entrapping them or snares them and setting them up, the blood of Jesus, I'm praying exposure. Bring them to a mind to listen and obey and the knowledge that's been given to by parents or either guardians or something that's been a mentor in school or whoever. God, I'm praying wisdom, that they'll be open, glory to God, to hear and to obey. And even some of those that are in authority that have or over their lives, whether it be a parent or whether it be a school or whether it be another some other kind of situation that is causing them, glory to God, to go in a wayward way, God, I'm praying, glory to God, you deal with them as well, expose them. I'm praying, God, put a shield of protection over. God, we are praying for not only that our children and our ones that are in the body of Christ, but those that are out there that even have a life that can come to God, wherever they may be, across the land, around the globe, we are praying for our youth, God. We are praying against the spirit that will cause them to rebel and to be stubborn and, glory to God, and to be in a place, glory to God, that caused them to not to want to listen to authority. God, we are praying a change of heart, a change of mind. We're praying that they will be able to get educated, that we're able to know that there's something past hopelessness, that they can have hope in Christ Jesus. We're praying for us as believers. We'll make a difference. The ones that we can reach, that we can pray for, that we can talk to, that we can minister to, those that we can be able to do something in their lives that cause things to turn off the crooked path to get on the straight path. God, whatever it may be, in the name of you, all of us may not be able to get out on the streets. All of us may not be able to be a part of this youth program or this youth organization, but we can pray. We can intercede. And when you do open a door, whether it's one-on-one or whether it's a group setting or whether it's just something just to be able to share something or say something or do something that make a difference in their lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm praying, God, that you will bless even in the body of Christ as we recognize what's going on in the signs of the times and what the enemy is trying to use so many situations and things, glory to God, and implant so much murder and so much crime and so much suicide, and not only just in our youth but the adults as well. So, God, help us to get on our post. Help us to make a difference. Help us, glory to God, not to be murdering one another with our tongues as well. But, God, we are praying, glory out of healing in the land and in the body, in the name of Jesus, and in, glory to God, these young people too as well. So, God, we're just praying, glory to God, help us to make a difference. We're praying for those that are giving their lives. God, I'm praying, God, for they have wise counsel. They'll stay in around the fire where the word is being taught and where they can be encouraged. And I pray, God, that even in the churches, that those ones that they have given their life, that we don't forget and just let them, glory to God, they're on their own. But, Lord, there'll be times to check on them and to encourage or plant a seed, glory to God, in their lives to keep them encouraged, to keep them lifted up. I'm praying that we'll have people in their pathway that, glory for the ones that are unsaved and need, glory to God, a Savior, that there'll be people in their pathway. Give them ear to hear and not to reject what God is saying. God, we're praying, give wisdom, glory to God, who to approach and how to approach, but help us to always pray. We're praying, glory to God, put people in the pathway of those that have given their lives or been saved, that they don't turn back or they don't get caught up on all the things that are going on in the world and when the enemy is trying to seduce them to come over here, give your gift away to the world, or seduce them, try to give their bodies away to the world, or seduce them and try to get the fast money, or try to get them to get the fast pace to get out of whatever situation they're in. God, I'm praying, glory to God, that there will be someone to come through and that they will hear the word and that they will wait on God. I'm praying for them to get their education and so they can make a difference also in society. We're praying for not only the education in the secular, in the academic, but the education that is needed for Christ Jesus, for his word, to be able to know the difference, glory to God, of what God is saying and what the enemy is trying to plot and plan to seduce them. In the name of, we break those seducing powers. We destroy those yokes. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, glory to God, that you will intervene and that your hand, glory to God, will be upon them greatly so that way they may come into the knowledge of the truth. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, God. If we're going to be leaders, we got to be examples, glory to God, in the life that we live in our homes as well as around us. In the name of Jesus, and God, we so carefully give you the glory and praise and thank you for what you are doing, for the ones that are being reached, and for those ones that are giving their lives unto you to make a difference. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God, we are thanking you again, glory to God, for the prayer warriors, that you continue to pray. We're praying that we continue to stay on the wall and stay faithful, and those that have some challenges are going through, and some of the ones, glory to God, that's not even available even tonight, God, we ask you, you know what their situation is and their circumstances is. We pray, God, that you are blessed and moved. And we thank you, Lord God, even for the guests that are on, that you know what their needs are. And whatever it is, God, we ask you to bless and minister and move by your spirit. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor Tweedy, too, God, that you continue to touch and bless and move in a miraculous way in her life as well as that ministry and to cover her family in Jesus' name. We pray also for Mother McCormick, God, that you are blessed, and she's faithful to be on the line. But whatever there is that's going on, because it's storming in a lot of places and hitting different places here, even in the city here, but I pray, glory to God, that you will bless and cover and let no hurt, harm, or danger come to any of us, wherever those storms are, and whatever is taking place. We bind Satan and this little cohort for bringing destruction and bringing any harm to any of us. But God, those that have gone through the storm, we're thanking you, even in the midst of hearing about hour, and then there was no death toll, and even how the enemy came in, and glory to God, brought some destruction. But you are so merciful, you are so good and so kind, we can't help but give you glory and praise. You still have, glory to God, the last, and the family that those lost so many that in that capsizing of that boat on the water, glory to God, those 17, God, we ask you for the comfort, to strengthen, to encourage. Nobody can go in those places but you. In the name of Jesus, but all that then went through and what they're going through. So, God, we ask you to comfort, encourage, and build, and I pray that the word of the anointing will just them to find a place, the ones that were survivors and the family members and the loved ones and so forth is going. God, we are praying just move like no one else can move and send your ministering angels in the name of Jesus. All we can do is pray. For those that need, glory to God, in some assistance or aid or whatever, we are praying, God, that people will come to their rescue. And we just bless you for all that you've done and for you're doing. And there is none like you. We want to give you the praise, the glory, and honor. Help us to walk upright before you and do what you require of us. And you said if we do, you'll hold no good thing from us. Help us to put you first, as you said, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else shall be added. And so, God, whatever we're standing in the need for, or glory, you said you'll supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. That is your promise. And you said, if we delight in you, in your word, and in you, you said that we can have the desires of our heart. So there's so many promises in what your word is saying, but help us to be strengthened, united, covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. Help us even in our lonely place or in our place, glory to God, where challenges are come, that we keep casting those cares back to you and trusting you and believing you that you're going to bring us through and bring us out as being our shepherd and our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless God. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to open the little something different. I'm going to open the lines tonight so we can take some extra prayer requests. We may have some guests that want to, some requests that may want to share with us for prayer and for to also hear any praise reports of what God has done. My lines, trying to get them all open. Praise the Lord. I know it's a little earlier than what we know, but I want to cover some things tonight in prayer. Right now, we have a prayer request, a praise report coming forth. Now we're going to ask you to and also not take the liberty now that for all night, but we definitely want to give space for those that may have something they need to pray about or to share.
Minister Beecher. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, Mother.
Hello.
Oh, Lord, as you came on. Well, praise God. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. BJ, this Sister Willie, praise God. I just want to thank and praise God for in the life of my child yesterday. And I thank and praise God for the prayers that went forward for him. Thank and praise God the young lady who had called me. She was so frantic, and she was saying that he was non-responsive because he had passed out at church. But to God be the glory, we prayed and intercede and got him to Lexington Hospital, and they did everything they could do. They did all kind of tests. They couldn't find anything. And I thank and praise God sometime almost about 3 that morning, I was telling the nurse about the blood pressure cup, and she decided to get a blood pressure cup that fits his upper arm. And when she did that, his blood pressure got normal. I said, glory be to God. And, you know, I was praying. I said, God, no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes. And I just thank and praise God. God is faithful. He's a just God. Now, it was a battle, and I thank and praise God for the prayer warriors, because I had called Mother Logan, praise God, who's sitting here. I'm visiting with Mother Logan and Sister Marjorie this evening. And so I'm at their house right now, praise God. But I thank and praise God I had called Mother Logan. I called Sister Alexander, and I called you. And I just thank and praise God for the prayers, because this morning, praise God, he was able to get up and go and use the bathroom. He was so unresponsive until the doctor couldn't hardly get responses out of him. But God, I said, God, you wake him up in the name of Jesus, because the little girl, she was frantic. The preacher from the church had come down. But I thank and praise God. He's a faithful God. He's a good God. He's a just God. And I'm thanking God for a changed mindset, that he will know that this was an act of God, and only by God's grace and his mercy. But God is a good God, and we cannot let go. You better know, as Sister Alexander said, you better know who you are, and you better know what God's promises are for your life. And you better not lay down and just take whatever the devil dish out to you. And praise God, hallelujah. And ain't no sense in trying to be scared. You better be trusting in the living God. But I thank and praise God for the miracle. They said they're going to go ahead and keep him another night just to watch him and praise God, make sure, because his blood pressure, it seemed like it stayed up. But I know that was a lie from the devil. And they said, the lady was saying, well, you know, he's going to have to be on blood pressure. And I said, I ain't receiving none of that. But praise God, his blood pressure is normal. And he didn't have, his sugar was normal. So I just thank and praise God. That was only by the grace and mercy of God that he did what he did. So I give all the glory, honor, and praise to him. And once again, I'm sitting here with my dear friend, Sister Marjorie, and I still want to keep her up and pray or praise God. I'm praying that God will strengthen her, every cell in her body, in the name of Jesus, that God will give her a strong mind and realize that she is special to God, and he loves her, and he will bring her through this, because the 23rd Psalm speaks about, even though we go through the valley, hello somebody, hallelujah, we don't fear, because God is with us. So I just pray for Sister Marjorie, and I lift up Sister Logan for the wonderful things, and so many people are just coming and just being supportive during this time. And I just thank and praise God. We got to support one another and pray for one another, and don't slack up, praise God, but just keep believing. We got to be like the centurion, praise God, that says to God, you just say the word, and I know there's going to be a change in this situation. So we trust in God, and we thank in God, and we pray your strength in the Lord, and God will meet your need for keeping this prayer line open and letting people intercede for others all over the place, where whoever gets this call, praise God. But we thank and praise God for you, and we love you. And we pray that you will continue to keep my family in prayer. Praise God. I'm thanking God for what he's already done in my son's life. But most of all, I'm praying that God will give him a changed mindset and that he realized that God is the living God and he better hold on to him above all else in Jesus' name. Thank you, ma'am.
We give God the glory for the praise report as we continue to touch and agree and believe it for Sister Margie, God, to come through victorious. That glory to God. The enemy, you know, is a defeated foe, and we stand on God's word and stand what God's word says. He's going through that valley of the shadow of death. For God is a healer and deliverer, and the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but God came to give life and life more abundant. So we're speaking that abundant life, that it will strengthen her in every area of her life and cause her glory to God to be in her mind and her body. God will give her a strength and rebuking that pain or any agony or anything the enemy try to bring up against her through this process. Let the doctors even be amazed how she came through this out of it, God. So we bless you, and we bless, glory to God, for my sister and those that are supportive of her and in prayer. So, God, we love you, and we pray she have sweet rest and sleep, glory to God, in Jesus. And, God, we thank you for Logan, too, as well. And, God, whatever that need is, whatever she's going, we thank God for that prayer warrior that you will continue to bless and move in her life as well, in Jesus' name. Amen. Mother, we thank God for you, too, and thank God that you're on your post no matter what, even while you're praying for your family and your children or however, posting and doing what God requires. So we bless us upon Mother Willette that you continue to strengthen her and encourage her and continue to move on her behalf, and you've promised some things concerning her family, her children, and we believe in that it's going to be manifest just as we believe in our own households, in Jesus' name. Amen. Any more prayer requests or praise reports?
Yes, Minister BJ, praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Cheryl. I wanted to tell you that my daughter's in a place. Minister BJ, that's a good thing, but it's how I was attacked. I was attacked in my home. Nobody tried to help me. When I went to the people that was supposed to be placement, like you told me before, they really aren't doing their jobs. So she went and told a lie in court to get her placed and trying to get rid of my rights. And that in itself is wrong. My daughter's trying to step up and get it because I've really been sick. And I thank God for my children. My daughter just came from Maryland, and she'll be leaving tonight. So I explained to her what was going on. But I'm glad for the placement in the sense that Minister BJ, this child said to me the other night, she said, Mommy, I'm praying. She said, I'm sorry that I said all those things. I realize it's partly my fault. She's not all the way there yet, but she's realizing what she did was cause a lot of problems. Now, I'm not ready to just say, okay, come home tomorrow. I want her to, the mother part of me is grieving, but I really do want my child to get some help, and I'm just asking God to move on somebody there in the system to help this girl. And she was telling me she was going to run away. It was already prophesied to me that through a friend of mine. She said she's seen it coming a long time, like you did, but they're still my daughter. I still love her. I don't want no harm to come to her. I didn't hear from her tonight. Today I tried to call. They were fussing at her because they say, you're only supposed to be on the phone 10 minutes. See, they make them get up. They make them do certain things at a certain time. I don't know what all is going on, Minister BJ, but I wanted to call in and tell you that. And I want to just ask you to cover me and my child. I was glad to see my daughter and my grandson. And just his protection on us, because the enemy had been busy. Bishop was rebuking spells and all kind of things when he prayed for me. He didn't make it by his yet, but he did call. So I just wanted to tell you, and I've been praying. Yesterday I was in two services at my uncle's and just continuing to pray, and they're praying, and I'm praying with the 5 a.m. prayer warriors. So just wanted to ask you, Mother Willette, and the other mothers and prayer warriors to continue in prayer for Deborah and me.
Certainly we will. And sometimes when things seem like there's a bad thing, it's, God has a way to make it a good thing. And so even though, you know, we were talking to Sherry that she may need this type of service so that way you can have some peace and she can have peace and she can get the proper medical part of the help and know that the heart of the mother would be hugged and whatever. But God got a plan. And if you listen to that word that was last night that even Pastor Bird talked about, the promise, even when God promised a thing from the day that He promised to always do something. Just because a lot of things take place or transpire in the midst does not mean that God's word is not going to come to pass. We can't get caught up in analyzing and allowing the enemy to mess with our heads and cause us to go there. Now we got to stand on what the word says. So in this, God going to bless you. That was a good day. You were in church. People praying for you.
Yeah.
And you're going to find yourself a little bit more in release so that way you can be able to get closer to God so you can be able to really properly pray for her and for yourself and gain some strength.
Because
the enemy has been mind your body for a long time. And the mother part of you has been holding on when God wanted to move and do some things. So sometimes he has to allow some things to take place for it to get to that place to say for a break to take place. So whatever it is right now, it's a time to get close to the Lord like you never have before in your life before and not to allow worry. Because if you worry, you open the door for other spirits just to come in and play with your mind. God, I'm telling you that you're going to take daughter, take care of men, and I have to do it in repentance. Sometimes, God, I haven't given you all that I need to give to you because maybe I got anxious, maybe I got nervous, maybe I got frustrated, maybe I had too many things on my plate that I have not given you all of me the way that I need to. So now this is that opportunity, some quietness in the house with all the stuff that's going on, and she's going to learn some discipline, and she's going to have to learn, glory to God, even though there might be some challenges there. There was a lot of things she did because she could get away with it because she know you were going to go but so far in the discipline part because you were trying to do what you thought was right. But in the midst of this, my sister, if you let go and let God, God going to prove himself to you, and your daughter and you can be restored back to the place in God that you need to be. So don't look at this as a bad thing. Look at it as a good, because when we talked about before, you never know how the enemy is going to push this thing to something, will get provoked to something happened to you or something happened to her. And that's been my prayer to intervene, not get to that place. So who knows? God made a snatch step up just that quick to keep it from giving to that last level the devil wanted. So God is working behind the scenes. So now in the midst of the pain and hurt, give all that to the Lord and your misery in there. But don't miss the pain. Don't miss the agony. Don't miss the torture that you went through. Just real good.
No,
Mother Paul can miss. I'm believing you for healing for my child. I'm believing healing of my own heart, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we honor you tonight and give you glory for all that you've done and doing and still doing. And, God, we may not understand everything. We can't trace you. God, we got to trust you. So, God, I'm praying that you will bless Sister Cheryl and her daughter in this healing process and whatever's needed while she's in that center. Help her wherever she is. God, I'm praying that those people will be caring and concerned, and regardless of how she try to act rebellious or stubborn or whatever or disobedient, God, I'm praying you uproot all of that. We bind it up and command that to be loosed out of her heart in the name of Jesus, that she'll come to a place of not trying to manipulate somebody or trying to get over to get out or trying to do what you or either being rebellious. I'm praying a healing in her heart. I'm praying that that spirit will come under subjection to the spirit of the Holy Spirit. I'm praying it'll be somebody there to reach her as we pray and pray for her. We're praying for the mother that, God, that she will intervene on what you are trying to do, that she'll pray and believe, God, that you're going to take care of her child while she's in there. Bind that spirit, glory to God, even want to run away, suicide, whatever plot the enemy tried to put in her mind. I'm praying, God, you block it. Open her ears to hear the Lord and a deaf ear to anything demonic that the enemy is saying. I'm praying for Cheryl, too, God, that you will block and stop anything up that the enemy is trying to say that's negative, and open her ears up, fine-tuned, just to hear your voice, to know what your voice is saying. I'm praying that her relationship gets stronger in you, that she'll let go and let God and let her see herself to God. Times when I didn't let you come in to do what I need, let you do what is needed in me. So, God, I'm praying, God, that you will heal my heart and forgive me for any shortcoming, any error that I did not allow you to have free reign there. God, I pray you fill her spirit up with your word and with your anointing, and that, glory to God, that she will speak and decree what the words say, not what she feel, not what the devil's telling her, not what's going on around her, but, God, I decree and declare what your words say. So I'm praying that she'll get some sweet rest and sweet sleep. I bind up insomnia. I bind up tormenting spirits coming to her mind. I bind the what if and the maybes and whatever in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, God, as we pray for her, glory to God, she got to pray for herself and believe God for the prayers that, God, I'm going to make a difference, not with my lips, but in my heart. So, God, I'm praying, glory to God, that you will strengthen her and that she will stand on the promises of the Lord, because God's word is not a lie. He said when his word go out, it's going to accomplish everything that he set it out to do. But he said the only thing that pleases him is faith. And glory to God, and if we believe him and diligently seek him, he will reward us. And he said in the Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive. And if you have any ought against anyone, forgive, so your Father can forgive you. So I'm praying, God, that you will bless for her trust and her faith to get back in its prospective place. And, God, that you will cause her to rest in you and that her body will line up to as well in the name of, that she restored to joy and peace, something she haven't had in a long, 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 long time. We ain't talking about happy for a minute, joy for a month. We're talking about the joy of the Lord becoming her strength and having the mind of Christ. So, God, I'm praying that she'll start now looking like never before to the hills with coming, God, with her help. And, God, I come against disobedience. That even in the things, even though this global that God has been a hard task, you know, been through, that, God, it won't be no disobedience on her part no more. Whatever you say, God, I'm going to let your will be done in me. In the name of Jesus, as I trust you for my child, thank you for her other daughters. I'm praying for you to bless them and her son. And, God, we are praying a change and a healing and a deliverance take place in that family like never before. But nevertheless, I'm praying this woman that you have set aside in the kingdom for such a time, get back on her post by getting in you, allowing you to get in her, and that way she can be able to become, glory to God, the servant and the evangelist that you called for her to do so she can get back on her post. In Jesus' name, we pray, glory, I touch, minister, heal. You came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. Now, Satan, we serve notice on you and all your little cohorts, every foul and unclean spirit, every spirit of the demonic and satanic forces that have been at work or either being at work or trying to come to work. We bind you up and command you to be loose from your assignment. We bind up transferring spirits, and we cancel the assignment of the enemy to try to come against those that are standing in the gap and standing and believing God for this family to be healed and delivered and whole. We call forth our peace and our joy. Go over to God that we stand on your word in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So you be encouraged. Praise the Lord. Any more prayer requests? Praise the Lord. Floor is open.
Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Lamisha Grimes. I don't have a prayer request, but I just wanted to tune in and let you know I was on the line.
Praise God. But God, put a prayer in your spirit concerning tonight on anything.
Excuse me?
Yes, I said, did he put anything in your spirit tonight to pray, or anything you've been on your heart that you've been praying about that you want to pray that's for the body of Christ?
Thank you, Jesus. Praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. It's one of our greatest weapons of warfare. Sister God, let's continue to praise God. The weapons of our warfare, Lord God Jesus, are carnal, you said in your word, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Father God, we thank you tonight. We give your name the praise and the glory and honor. Lord, we worship you as Lord over everything. We praise you, Lord Jesus, as our almighty and all-powerful King. You are the ruler, O God, over our life and the rock upon which we stand tonight. Lord, we thank you tonight because of you, Lord Jesus. We know that we cannot be shaken because you live on the inside of us. And because you live on the inside of us, you are making us bold soldiers in you, Lord. We stand on your word tonight, Lord Jesus. We stand on your word this evening, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, by you that we can run against the troop. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Because you are our God, and we can leap over a wall, oh God, and we thank you, Father, for reminding us of that. And as you, Lord Jesus, you remind us that you are our shield. To all who trust in you, Lord, you are our shield. And you have delivered us from the enemy who is strong, Lord Jesus, for us. You have delivered our enemy. We thank you, Father God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, who stands with us even today, who speaks through the Holy Spirit unto us, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, for guiding us throughout this day and for leading us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father, for our eyes, for our vision tonight, Lord, that we can see as you see, Lord. Thank you for our hearing tonight, Lord Jesus, that we will continue to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us in these last and evil days. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for reminding us to put on the whole armor of God, because we need the whole armor on, because we are fighting to win the war. And in order for us to fight, we have to have on the whole armor of God. And in order to destroy the evil one that keep on coming against us, Lord God, I thank you for this opportunity tonight to share what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through me and praying through me for your people, oh God. Lord, we lift up every state unto you tonight, Lord. We lift up the state of Alabama, Lord, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Lord, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Lord, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Lord. We lift up these states unto you, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Lord, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Lord, Nevada, Lord, New Hampshire, Lord Jesus, New Jersey, New Mexico, God. Cover these states with your blood, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over every state tonight. New York, North Carolina, Lord. North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Lord. Oregon, Lord Jesus, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Lord, my state, Lord. We lift it up to you, Lord. Plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, over the works of the adversary, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the visionary over this prayer line, Lord. We thank you for Pastor Herbert, Lord. We pray for South Dakota, Lord, Tennessee and Texas, Lord, Utah and Vermont, Lord Jesus, Virginia, Lord Jesus, Washington, Lord. We pray for West Virginia, Lord, Wisconsin, Lord, and Wyoming, Lord. We lift the 50 states up unto you, O God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood covering over every state. And Father God, and that you're ruling out everything that's not like you in every state, Lord. We know, Lord Jesus, that we, Lord Jesus, we don't need to fight this battle alone, and we don't have to fight this battle alone. But Lord, because you live on the inside of us, and we thank you, Lord. We will continue to position ourselves in the stance, oh God, and in praise and worship toward you, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord, that our enemies, Lord Jesus, will fall and perish, oh God, at your presence, Lord, as we continue to praise you and worship you. No matter what is happening in our lives tonight, Lord, and all around us, Lord, no matter how vulnerable, oh God, some may seem on this prayer line, how do you feel about the situations, oh God? We know that, Lord Jesus, that if we keep our faith and trust in you, Lord Jesus, that you will work it out. And you, I hear you, Spirit of the Lord, saying unto us tonight that it's already worked out. All he's asking us to do is trust him, have faith in him, worship him, and praise him. Worshiping God positions us first in life. It exalts the Lord Jesus Christ above all things in our life. It reminds us of who he is and who we are in relation to him. It prepares us, worship prepares us for battle. It helps us to focus on the invisible rather than what we see. It shows us our love for God. It unleashes the power of his love toward us. Lord, I thank you tonight for what the Spirit of the Lord has given unto me to say. And I bless this prayer line tonight, each and every one that's under the sound of this voice. I bless them and thank you for the visionary. And thank you for all the prayers that have been lifted up before you tonight, Lord. I agree with every prayer that has been prayed on this line tonight. And with every believer in Jesus Christ as we draw near unto you. You said in your word in Hebrews 10 and 22, you said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled with an evil conscience and our bodies washed with your water. Let us continue to draw near with a true heart, with full assurance of who Jesus Christ is as we worship and praise him. Thank you for this space.
Glory be unto the Most High God. We thank God, my sister, the servant of the Most High God, and thank God for the power and the anointing through the words that were spoken in Jesus' name. We have some more time. Any more prayer requests before we close? I know it's a little early for us tonight, but just the way the Lord directs tonight, that we want to follow the Spirit. Any more prayer requests or praise reports? Praise the Lord. We do honor the Lord and thank God, glory to God, for every prayer warrior and for the guests and for however the Lord bless as we are divinely connected in the spirit as warriors for Christ. And we give God the glory. I pray now, God, that you continue to bless these prayer warriors. Thank you for the anointing, for that that you have said and that that you are doing. Thank you, Lord God, that we have in prayer for Sister Ann. We thank you for the mighty move of God, touching her body, bringing deliverance and healing. Thank you for healing, glory to God, Sister Evangelist Brenda. We thank you, Lord, for the powerful anointing, God, that's blessing and keeping Mother Freeman, God, for at 90, getting ready to be 92, but 91 years old. God, bless and touch her body. We're praying for good doctors, God, that they're going to be able to help give some relief, God, for that pain that's in her body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for still being in her own home, still being able to take care of herself, and still being able to do all those things, but just with the agony of the pain that's trying to slow her down. God, we thank you for that miracle in her body and what you've already doing and how you're keeping her. Pray for Mother Small, God, as you bless her and brought her through that stroke, even though she has some challenges, glory to God, and some walking, but even with her eye. We're thanking you for divine healing at 80-something, getting ready to go over into her 90s. But we bless you for these women of God. We pray you continue to bless. Help us forget, glory to God, about our elders, our seniors, and our widows in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying, God, you continue to bless and move. We pray, glory to God, for Bishop Page. You touch his body, continue to heal him, too, and continue to touch and minister to his heart, too, as well. Family, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and honor. So many that we have been praying for and believing God for, and the miracles that have taken place in. We give you praise and glory for all that you've done and doing, and then the promises of the Lord that had enriched and making no sorrow. Help us to stay focused in spite of all we hear and what we see. As my sister already said, things are already worked out. We still got to have the faith. We got to continue to be patient, to be encouraged, keep decreeing and declaring what thus said what the Lord has said. Even when our bodies are going through, other people are going through, our family, our loved ones, our church family, things we see going on in the cosmos, things going on in the presidency, things in the country, even for our soldiers, we pray for them, pray blood covering over their praying. God, you bless. God, but nevertheless, whatever, help us to keep the faith, because you're not giving us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Help us to keep that sound mind of Jesus Christ, renewing ourselves in the Word, but renewing the Word, renewing our minds with the Word, in the name of trusting him and not conforming to the world. God, help us not to compromise. Help us to walk in truth and not sing a good song and, glory to God, have a good, glory to God, word to come forth and sigh and this, that, and the other, and still not living what you require. Help us to live what we preach in. We need you like never before, God. We ask you, Lord, to help us to walk in the love that we need to forgive like we need to forgive, to walk, glory to God, in the agape and to walk in the truth in Jesus' name with the whole armor on. And God, we ask you to help us armor daily. God, we just love you today. We appreciate it. And we pray for youth going back to school. Protect them and shield them. Bind up every satanic and demonic force setting up traps or snares in school or in the, glory to God, in the minds of some of the teachers or some of the people that, glory to God, are supposed to coach them or whatever. And glory to God, we bind the forces of the enemy trying to take advantage of their innocent bodies. We bind up them for being rebellious and stubborn too, that sometimes they're not listening to the teachers, and sometimes it's something going on with our teachers. Help our parents to listen and to be aware of what's going on with our youth. And let us, even in the body of Christ, not so be busy passing the church, going to church. Help us to be aware of what's going on around us. God, to be available for help, whether it's being in our house or outside the house, glory to God, in the marketplace, wherever it is. Help us to be available, and let's not get stuck in four walls. But, God, we need to know what you're saying for this hour as you elevate us. And, God, you want to take us to the next level, but we got to be repentant and submitted and obedient to the level that you have us on now, that we got to be faithful so that way as you desire to bring us, glory to God, into the greater. In the name of Jesus, we bless you today, and we honor you. Continue to help us to walk in forgiveness and to walk in love. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord, to help us to be helpers one to another, and don't shut up our vows against our brothers when we know that there's need, in the name of Jesus. But help us to be able to discern, so we'll be able to know whether there's somebody perpetrating the fraud or whether it's the Spirit of the Lord speaking, and that our compassion, Lord, don't override what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, but have compassion. So we love you today. We pray for the ministers of the gospel everywhere, the ones walking in truth. God bless them, that they continue to stay on the wall like Nehemiah. Don't allow nothing to pull them off the wall. strength them, encourage them, whether they need finances or whether they need, go over to God, some encouragement, whether they need armor bearers, whether they need whatever it is, God bless. And those that are perpetrating the fraud, those that have compromised, we're praying conviction and repentance that, God, they will come back into the place of truth, that we come into the unity of the faith, and that we will be able to walk and walk according to what God's word say, respectfully to his word, and that we will not, glory to God, allow the enemy to manipulate us along with the desires of the flesh, that we will fulfill all that God says. So we're praying unity. We're praying healing. We're praying, glory to God, that we'll be in a place that the world will be able to see that the Christ that we live, the Jesus that we serve, the Son of God, he is still doing great and mighty things in the earth realm. In the name of Jesus, we're praying salvation. And God, we love you today. We appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunities that we can come together and pray. All those around the globe, all those that are praying and living a life according, all those that are standing in truth and know who they are and standing on the word of God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we know, glory to God, that in the midst of everything that goes on, you see, you know, you're omnipotent and omnipresent. You're the almighty God, the all-blessed one, the all-sufficient one, the all-knowing God, the all-Shaddai, the El Shaddai, the all-Jehovah Shalom, glory to God, the God of peace. And he'll give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. We thank you again, even for the word last night, that we'll see God hold on to the promise. Glory to God. God is the promise. He promised some things, and we just got to keep the faith and know that it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. So, God, we thank you tonight, and we give you glory that we never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Stay humble and let you do the exalting in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. If there is nothing else, and the next we meet will be next Monday night, but also remember on the second day, Mother Willette will be our speaker for that evening, that she will have whatever God has placed in her spirit to bring forth the bread of life. We'll listen to her on the second Sunday, but every Monday night at 7 o'clock, we're still looking to come together as the Lord say the same, to glorify and magnify his name as we stand in the gap. And glory to God in intercession. Glory to God for whatever that God says, his will be done. Amen and amen.
So, amen. Hey, Brenda.
Hello. Praise the Lord. You said Sister Brenda? I thought someone said Sister Brenda. But praise the Lord.
Ma'am.
We love you. Y'all have a great night. And we're praying God's blessings upon you throughout the week. And God continue to manifest.
Yes, ma'am.
You. Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.